While we wait for the presentation to load, I'll tell you that I'll start the presentation and then I'll turn over to the executive producer. So our project is Encrucijada Sin Salud No Hay Nada, which means crossroads without health there is nothing. And we want to present community health workers as the main characters of this novella, and we'll tell you why it was so important. My disclaimer is that I was a consultant to Evolve Communications, so I did receive payment for this project. And we're a subgrantee of the Colorado Health Foundation. I want to recognize the authors and main contributors to this presentation. Mariana Enriquez is sitting in the audience. Jesus is right here. And Ann Smith is the project manager. You'll have the contact information at the end of the presentation. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jesus. He's going to tell you more about the promotores and how he came around creating all these characters in the storylines.
Hola. How's your Spanish doing today? I can do it in Spanish. Hablando de esto, no, it's just, I'm joking. It's going to be in English, and I'll do my best in my English. The challenge was to deliver a message for health. That's a big challenge for creative, because some people see health as boring or difficult to deliver. So it was a real challenge to do it. And the way to deliver the message was like health promoters. Why health promoters? Because it's what we see when we go to a clinic, when we talk about it. In fact, if something is working for you, you become like a health promoter. You start talking about it, like, oh, this worked for me, this doctor, everything. So it's a trust source of healthy information. So that's the main purpose of the story. Like, what can we do? It's like drama and medical information. So health promoters, that was the way to go. And they are relevant to the audience. The audience go there to the clinics and talk with them. And they really help. Sometimes they are behind the scenes and nobody know about them. And they definitely need more recognition. So we decided to make them the stars of the show. And they have the ability to address different topics, different health topics, and it's good because we have doctors too. But if you talk about health, sometimes it's more related to the human part and the human being. It's a link between the Spanish-speaking community and the clinic. So I think talking about them, the Hispanic community, they really recognize the promoters. They know about them. And they could be the great characters. So we decided our four main characters, they are promotores, health promoters. So we decided to go in different directions with them. I will explain that pretty soon. And I hope you like it. I don't know, can you hear me well? Okay. Let me introduce Alejandra Rendon. She is the first health promoter that we thought about her, because we need to start with a person with a lot of experience. And Alejandra, you are meeting her today and now. She represents the single mother. She's fighting and she's doing everything she can to raise her daughter. And how can I say this? She thinks sometimes she helps more other people than herself, and that happens to everybody, even to us. Sometimes we try to help everybody about their health, and sometimes we don't think about us or about our family. The good thing is that Alejandra, she has a big issue in her house with her daughter. Her daughter, you will meet La Chiquis pretty soon. But with Alejandra, she's helping everybody, 18 years helping people, But all the issues started at her house, and that can happen to everybody. So let me introduce Arturo. Arturo Garcia, he's a health promoter too. He represents a specific segment of the community, some people with disabilities, that we want to show everybody that we all are normal and we can do everything. We just need to want to do it. So he represents that. He represents the fight. Everybody deserves a second chance in life. He lost his wife in a car accident, so he's in a wheelchair. So everything is supposed, like, some people can see that against, but it's an opportunity for him. He's a good person, and he's an old soul. He is like that kind of person that gives you a good advice. He knows everything, but he's very, like, he's not talking about, I know everything. No, he's more like the best friend that you can have. That's Arturo. Lilian, she represents, we need something else, because we have Alejandra, and for one segment of the audience, we have Arturo, and now Lilian, she represents the healthy lifestyle of a modern marriage. So that's a good thing. We need to have someone that we can get inspired. Like, she loves salads, she loves yoga, she loves healthy living. So that can be inspiring for everybody, even for me. I learned a lot about it. And she has a positive attitude about everything. And there's always a good way to handle things. And her husband has diabetes. So there is not a perfect life for anybody. But in soap operas, you need to add more stuff just to make it more, I don't know, interesting sometimes. So Lilian, she's like the positive, the light, and she's a very good friend, of course. Let me introduce Marta Ramos. She's the fourth promotora. She represents the fears for some people concerning rebuilding their life. She's a widow, but she has a lot of traditional and religious beliefs that sometimes she can't be happy because of that, and it's not a bad thing. So, but it is very common in Latin America that some people believe that can't be happy because God is not going to like it. But that happens. So we need to represent it there. And she's one of the best friends, but she loves gossip. She knows everything about everybody. So we need that too. But she is a promotora. She's trying to help people. What do they have in common that everybody's going to try to help someone? But they need to have different personalities. So we have the 4 points covered, but we need a conflict, right? So let me introduce La Chiquis. She is Alejandra's daughter, and she represents the hard years of to be a teenager, and the risk of bad friendships and wrong circumstances. So she started drinking and bad companies, a lot of stuff. And she exemplifies the need of open communication between teenagers and parents. So we represent that here, because that's something that we need to address. We can't just close our eyes on that. So of course, La Chiquis and Alejandra, they are always disagree everything. And that happens maybe in your houses and my house. I don't know, but it's common to see that. I don't know why the teenagers has like a chip or something that they need to be disagreeing something. I used to be like that when I was 17, a year ago. So in her own actions and contradictions take there to understand life, but in the hard way. So she decided to go that way, that direction. So you will see what happened. We have 12 chapters that you can see what happened. And at the end, of course, she understands why everybody's trying to help her, and she gets better. But she really had a hard time. Álvaro Díaz, of course, he represents the immigrants who travel to the U.S. searching for work, but we need to do that on a way, because at the end he needs to go back to Mexico because he couldn't get a job. So we try to represent everything, but in the correct way, in the right way, so it can be an inspiration to everybody, but we don't want to give a wrong message. So with Álvaro, he came with a student visa, with a travel visa, with a visitor visa, and he was trying to get a job, but he couldn't get it. So, but he fell in love with La Chiquis, and he's trying to help her, and that's a good thing. We need love on the story. So he falls in love with La Chiquis, and he's always there to save her. Angelito and Tio Jesus, they represent the reality of the immigrant population in the U.S. And a lot of young children, they lose their parents trying to crossing the border, or they live with the uncle, or sometimes, or they get deported, and that happens. So we need to represent that. So El Tio Jesus, it's funny because he falls in love with Alejandra Rendon, and he's going to the clinic to ask for information, like, vaccines for Angelito. But he's just trying to see her because he likes her. So that's part of the story of the drama. But with this, Angelito was key to talk about CHIP laws and Medicaid. And every single episode we talk about CHIP laws and Medicaid. And let me introduce Don Juancho too. Don Juancho, he represents the change that we hope to see in the audience. He used to eat a lot of tacos, tamales, tortillas, tortas, everything. But he go to the doctor, and he knows that he has diabetes, so he needs to change everything. And he finally changed. And that's what we want in our audience. We have a lot of change behavior, and that's what we were looking for. So he's a good friend. He owns the cafeteria, so he needs to change the menu and everything. So it's a good thing. You will know about him more. And Chango and Valentin. Chango means monkey, but that's a nickname for the bad guy. Of course, we need to put bad guys here because we need to do a soap opera. But the good thing is that nobody dies here. That's something that we decided at the beginning. We need to give hope, not get ratings. So we decided not to kill anybody. It's a good choice. I don't know what is going to happen in the next one. El Chango, he represents the bad friendships and the risk when bad friendships are not identified with the parents. Of course, sometimes we as parents, we have our kids, but we don't screen the friends. We don't know about the friends. So that's what happened with El Chango. He's a drug dealer, so he's a risk for La Chiquis. And Valentin, he's the Chiquis father. He just he started to be in the episodes, and he started on episode 8. And La Chiquis, he needs to meet his father, but he's not a good. He's not good for her. He's on alcohol and drugs, and we talk about the cruel reality for family violence over there. And it's too good to be true. He just started like, "Oh, Dad, where were you all these 17 years? Where were you? Oh, I'm here." So that's tough. That's tough because he represents the big danger that some of the families have on their own houses or with their own family. So we move forward with these pretty close. The website, it's encrucijada.tv. As you can see over here, encrucijada.tv. If you click that, you can have access to. But easier, encrucijada.tv, and you can see episodes, you can see the talent. We were very, very lucky to have a very, very good talent, people that work with Pedro Almodovar, with a big, big cast. We can't believe it. We just share the dream to try to help people to be healthier, and they decided to help us. And we have a great cast, more than 300 people on the making. So I hope you enjoyed the video clip. It's just a small part of Encrucijada that you can see it on PBS too. Hope you enjoy it.
Can you hear it?
Let me try to fix this. We're supposed to have audio here. Okay, maybe you can't hear it, but you can read it. Maybe, let's see. Let's try one more time. Thank you for your patience. I hate PCs.
Usted y su marido tienen una oportunidad única de ayudar a su hijo junto con un médico. Yo no puedo obtener eso.
Todo fue mi culpa.
Conozco mucha gente que te puede ayudar. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando o qué? Ya se te olvidó lo que es usar un hombre.
¡Cállate!
¡No, no me callo! ¡Y ya! ¡No te metas en mi vida! ¡Chiqui, chiqui, espérate!
Necesito ver a mi hijo.
Ya me llamaron para decirme que ya me muerto en esa negocio.
Sí.
¡No seas ridícula! ¿Y ustedes qué la tienen?
Su 18 y ella 19.
¿Y saben que su amiga hizo mal al beber alcohol siendo menor de edad?
O sea, no te entrego el material, digo, al final yo no tengo prisa.
Sorry about the audio, it's supposed to work, but this is Encrucijada. I hope you like it. Cristina.
Do we have a little bit of time? I just want to say that here we covered 25 different health topics. Each of the episodes had CHP Plus and Medicaid in each of the topics. And again, the community health workers, the promotoras, and health experts helped us define the health content, and then we work with Jesus to insert it into the drama of the Encrucijada. We have a very successful evaluation. We didn't present results right now, but again, Mariana, our evaluator, is here, and we also coordinated with a call center where the people were able to call after the show to or during the show to be able to ask questions regarding each of the health topics and Medicaid and CHP+. Thank you.